So ask those five questions.
Okay, why do you work at a radio station?
Why do I work at a radio station? Oh, crikey. Well, look, I'd always wanted to get into radio when I was younger, listening to someone do the top 40, or back then the top 20 charts, in my shared bedroom with my brothers. All those years ago on a Sunday, so I used to have the charts between 5 and 7 on a Sunday, and they would count down to the number one. And before the days of where you could record things without, if you sang over the top of it, it would come out. And I was told to be quiet when you sat in the room, listening to those radio jocks and the music and stuff. I was fascinated by it, and I just wanted to do radio at some point. Later on in life, I got into the club scene when I was about 16. Shouldn't have done that until I was 18, obviously. But and then I thought, no, I want to do radio now. I've always wanted to do radio. It's a burning ambition, and that's really the reason why. It's not really the best, no one inspired me. Well, I suppose they did. Tony Blackburn kind of inspired me, and the bloke Tom Brown that used to do the charts, because I used to think they were about the size of a pea inside your little transistor radio. And I thought, well, that's me out then, because I'm not the size of a pea, so I'm never going to get there. And then when I realised that I was thick, and they're not small people inside a radio, and then realised how it works, I thought, oh, actually, I could do that. So that's the reason why. What's your next question?
Do you think radio is a key aspect in media?
Oh, yes, massive. It's probably more so than TV, because... If and you raised your eyebrows then, didn't you? You sort of looked at me. I mean, I think radio is probably more important than TV, purely and simply because if you're watching TV, you can't be doing anything else. And if you're listening to the radio, you can be doing all sorts of things. So I think radio is bigger and more important than television just because of that. Otherwise, to watch TV, you have to stop what you're doing. But I think radio has that thing where you can reach more people than TV.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. I mean, when was the last time you sat down and watched television? And how long did you do it for?
A couple of weeks ago, actually.
There you go. And I bet the last time you can walk down the road and you can listen to the radio. Wherever you are, you can take the radio with you. Yes, you can watch TV now and do super duper things, but you're probably going to get run over if you're watching a TV whilst you're out there walking. So I think TV is streets behind radio.
Okay.
Go on, what's next?
What made you want to work at a radio station?
What made me want to work? Oh, crikey. I don't know. I just guess I love music. Music is the key, and then it's all about communication, isn't it? I love communication. I love talking to people, and I love talking. I love having debates. I love having discussions. And radio was basically for me on that purpose, really. Okay. What's next?
Did you want to work at a radio station when you was at school?
Yeah. But I never ever thought that I would, because back when I was at school, and I mean, we're going back some time, I left school in 1981. Don't laugh! All right, so I'm old. 1981 I left school, and there weren't any radio stations on the island at all.
Wasn't there?
Not in 1981.
I didn't know that.
No radio stations at all. The first one appeared in 1990, which I worked at, lucky enough to work at, from 1993 until 2008. And, you know, there were other stations, and there are other stations that are around now. So it is a little bit easier for people like yourselves to get into media. Not only that, there's, if you wanted to get into media, there's magazines, there's newspapers as well. And there was a couple of newspapers back in the 1980s. I think the Weekly Post was quite a big paper. And obviously since then, there's been the County Press has been around for hundreds of years. And so has, the Gazette was around for a period of time. So it's changing. But back when I left school, I didn't ever think that I would be working in radio, because there was if you wanted to work in radio, you would have to leave the island, and you would have to be you'd have to be an incredible talent. It's a bit like BBC. I would imagine you've got to be incredibly more talented than most of the other people that are doing it on commercial radio stations. And that's not always the case, by the way. There are some incredibly talented people out there that are working in commercial radio stations. What's the next question?
What is your favourite part about working at a radio station?
Oh, crikey, it's all about radio. It's not... what's the favourite part? Well, it's not like... You don't have to be outside in the cold. But then, equally, I love being outside in the sunshine. It's meeting people. You never know what's going to happen. You never know who you're going to meet. You meet some incredible people. And normally on a Tuesday, there's a young lady that comes in, and she's just the latest incredible person that we've actually met as a station, and she's done stuff for us. She's 22 years old. When I said she was 23, she nearly bit me head off. So it made a massive amount of difference. And she has one or two problems personally, and she came on the radio, and you wouldn't know that she's got any problems at all. She's just a fun lady. She's got incredible talents. There's a young man that does a show for us now, who his name is Robert Chip Clark, and he came on the Four Piece 2 years ago, and he's got learning difficulties, and 2-3 weeks ago he did his very first show, sat here where I am right now, and did the whole shebang, the whole show. He did all the controls, he played the music, he done the talking, he done everything unaided. And I think that's what's probably so incredible about being in radio. You get to meet incredible people like that. Yeah, you meet superstars and stars, but to me, they're the real stars. What's next? Was that it?
That's it.
That's it. That's my five questions.
Yes.